Ellora. In an effort to maintain a historic landmark church in Ellora, church officials are considering options on how to pay to replace the more than 140-year-old roof. Knox Presbyterian Church on Church Street just outside the downtown area was first built between 1873 to 1876, but the congregation has its roots back to the 1830s, making it the oldest congregation in Ellora. "It's just a wonderful facility and we're lucky to have it," said Reverend Susan Clark. "Unfortunately, lovely old facilities have lovely old maintenance fees." Clark clarified there is no safety risk and the structure itself is fine. She explained there has been recent repair work done to stabilize the steeple and new beams were put in to stop consistent leaks. This work cost around $200,000. However, Knox Church Board Chair Ian Rankin, also a local heritage advocate, said the contractor on that project told them at some point the original galvanized roof is going to give out and will need to be replaced. Clark didn't give an exact figure but said a recent quote put the work around $1 million. "That's where we are now and we are uncertain as to what we can afford," Rankin said. Clark and Rankin explained officials will be meeting soon to discuss ideas on what the church can do to raise funds, although Rankin clarified this will ultimately be a congregation decision. He said some ideas such as a GoFundMe campaign, hiring an investment company, and township grants are all on the table for discussion. However, Rankin said it's better for them to make decisions soon. "If we wait 5 years to replace it, the cost is only going to go up," Rankin said. As a local heritage advocate, Rankin emphasized how important maintaining this historic church is to the community. "All of the churches, I think it's three remaining steeples, are community assets, they're landmarks, they draw people, they're part of the charm of Ellora," Rankin said. Clark agreed with this and put Knox Presbyterian Church up there with other iconic tourist spots like the Ellora Mill and the Ellora Gorge. "I can't tell you how many people take pictures of this building on a daily basis, even in the middle of winter," said Clark, who lives across from the church. "It's really an iconic building and it would be a shame to have anything happen to it. But you know, older congregations, it's a lot of responsibility for us to keep up." Rankin said the church would appreciate any community financial support.